Bookends by Tony Harrison. Baked the day she suddenly dropped dead. We'd chew it slowly, that last apple pie. Shocked into sleeplessness, you're scared of bed. We never could talk much, and now don't try. You're like bookends, the pair of you, she'd say. Hog that grate, say nothing, sit, sleep, stare. The scholar, me, you, worn out on poor pay. Only our silence made us seem a pair. Not as good for staring in, blue gas. Too regular each bud, each yellow spike. At night you need my company to pass, and she's not here to tell us we're alike. Your life's all shattered into smithereens. Back in our silences and sullen looks, for all the scotch we drink, what still between's not 30 or so years, but books, books, books. The stone's too full, the wording must be terse, there's scarcely room to carve the Florence on it. Come on, it's not as if we're wanting verse, it's not as if we're wanting a whole sonnet. After tumblers of neat Johnny Walker, I think that both of us were on our third. You said you'd always been a clumsy talker, and couldn't find another shorter word for beloved or for wife in the inscription, but not too clumsy that you can't still cut. You're supposed to be the bright boy at description, and you can't tell them what the fuck to put. I've got to find the right words on my own. I've got the envelope that he'd been scrawling, misspelt, mawkish, stylistically appalling, but I can't squeeze more love into their stone.